me up on D305 and 4 if you need more information. You know, let's be safe out there. You know, monkeypox is there. You know, let's. We don't know how it's spreading, but it's there. Think this happened, man. Shout out to DJ, man, the ones and twos. Shout out to Kaya Pesh. Make sure you come out on the Pac Cuisine on August 4th. Dunk contest 101 brought to you by Grind on Shine Later. Je de la Rue Montreal. We're giving away $1,000.
Sound. C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome, Jazzamuck Time. Michael Formanek at the bass, a piece entitled The Stand from his release of last year's solo outing on Intact, release entitled Imperfect Measures. That starts this morning's edition of Jazzamuck. Good morning. Welcome, John B., here as usual on a Friday morning with a selection of creative jazz to tickle your ears with. Hope you can stick around and enjoy the music. We got some new stuff, a couple old favorites, and a few other things before we get to 11 o'clock for this morning. You are tuned to 90.3 FM, presumably, if you're listening in Montreal. Otherwise, you may be getting to us via our website, www.ckut.ca. Jazzamuck, as usual, 9 till 11 on a Friday morning. We're going to continue with, we'll start the set off with another piece featuring the very prolific Michael Formanek. He works with a number of musicians based in New York, Brooklyn, of course, and likes the trio setting for sure. And a brand new trio he's working with, the Drome Trio. They had a performance in Halifax this, I guess, last month, part of their jazz festival. It features, of course, Michael Formanek at the double bass, Vinny Sparenza at the drums, and Chet Doxis, who's now based in New York, of course, originally from Montreal, featured throughout at Reed's tenor and soprano saxophone and clarinet work on the release as well. It's just out on Michael's new imprint, Circular File Records. We Are Here, We Were is the name of the brand new release. And from that release, we're going to hear a piece entitled Tata Term. Should be easy to say. Tataratat. There we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Max Johnson Trio. Brand new release, forthcoming. Well, it's just out. Orbit of Sound, self-released by the bassist Max Johnson, and a very fine trio outing indeed. Quick One was the name of that piece, and that was Anna Weber at the tenor saxophone and Michael Sarin at the drums, rounding out the trio with, as mentioned, Max Johnson at the bass. Orbit of Sound is the name of that brand new release. Prior to that, Brody West and his quintet from Meadow of My Dreams, beautiful release out earlier this spring on the Astral Spirits recording label. And of course, Brody at the alto saxophone, Tanya Gill at piano, Nick Frazier at the drums, Josh Cole, at the bass, and Evan Cartwright at drums, vibraphone, and guitar. And that was a piece entitled Entrainment. Again, Brody West and his quintet, Meadow of My Dreams. Brand new release. Pardon me. Mask falling off. Brand new release from Tyshawn Sorey, as you've probably heard, very inside. And as you just heard there, kind of recording from the great drummer, educator, musician, and inspiration, Tyshawn Sorey. Joining him, Aaron Dell at the piano, Matt Brewer at the bass. Mesmerism is the name of the brand new release. It's just out on the Mighty, Mighty, Mighty Pi recording label. And that was a piece entitled Enchantment. The Mighty Matthew Shipp Trio before that, with Michael Bizio at the bass, Newman Taylor Baker at the drums, of course, Shipp at the piano, from the album World Construct, recently released on the ESP disc. That was a mysterious state indeed. Prior to that, Joss Sinton and something from his Endembrations release, Endembration 5, with Jed Wilson at the piano, Tony Falco at the drums, and of course, Josh dabbling in the lower register as usual, bass clarinet, baritone sax, and also alto flute work on the release. Very nice sonic outing indeed, available on FIP Recordings. Tatarat Tat